Operating hours are Monday to Friday, 8 a.m. to 4:30 p.m., excluding holidays. If you need a party's extension, you may dial it at any time during this message. For traffic citations, including voting, press 1. For felony or misdemeanor, traffic department. For payment and mailing address, press 1. To speak to someone, press 2.
How are you doing, Crystal? I would like to know, I have a citation here, it's 1316-RFZ, and it's got digit 7 there, and what I'm wanting to know is when is the court date for where I was given a ticket on Thanksgiving Day, that's November 2008, 11:27, 3:14 p.m. When is the court date for that?
As of right now, there is not a court date been set for that yet. Your ticket has been extended until the end of this month, so you should be receiving a notice here in a couple days for that court date.
I mean, is this right? If this is November, December, January, February, is this normal for a ticket to take this long?
Yes, sir, you're not the only one that has tickets that people are taking to court.
Uh-huh.
This is a normal procedure.
Okay, is it normal for it to be this long, 4 months before anybody's even given when they have a court date?
Yes, sir.
Okay, then, so what
it's
you...
It's a normal procedure.
And what you'll be doing is you'll be sending out in my P.O. Box 952 a notice to come to court?
They will mail you a notice to come to court at that P.O. Box.
Okay. So, let me ask you something, Crystal. How soon would that be? I'm trying to figure out some way, a time slot. In other words, a frame of mind for me to do my investigation. And if it's been 4 months now and I've not been given a court date, how can I prepare?
Hold on just a second, let me check, okay?
Yes.
Absolutely.
the maximum it should be is a month at the most. It's going on, what, 4 months now?
I'm giving you all the information that I can give you.
Uh-huh.
Okay? So, I mean, that's all I can tell you. I don't know what else to tell you.
Yeah, see, because here's the thing, Crystal. If I've got that paper that says I got to appear in court, then I can use that as a subpoena, justification to find out all different kinds of things down there at the Panama City Police Department. Because then they know when there's an official thing for me to go to court. That means all records are open under 119 of the Florida statutes in the Panama City Police Department.
I don't know how that works, but if you want to do a research study, you're more than welcome.
Oh, I'm going to say there's actually no research. It's common sense.
Okay. Well, I can answer three more questions for you.
But in the meantime, so in other words, everybody who gets a traffic citation, they know it's going to be a minimum of 4 months before they can even resolve the issue. And how long can it go on? Can it go on for a year, two, three, 4 years, or something like that?
I explained all of this to you, sir. I don't know what else to tell you.
Can you connect me to the clerk of the court?
Hold on a second.
Lake County Courthouse. Operating hours are Monday through Friday, 8 a.m. to 4:30 p.m., excluding holidays. If you need a warning extension, you may dial it at any time during this message. For traffic citations, including voting, press 1. For felony or misdemeanor, press 2. For official records, including mortgage deeds, liens, or tax deed information, press 3. For civil matters, including evictions, judgments, or foreclosures, press 4. For family law matters, including marriage license, divorce, child support, restraining orders, or name change, press 5. For jury questions, press 6. For a list of departments not mentioned, press 7. To repeat this message, press 6. For restraining orders, press 1. For probate, including wills, mental health, and alcohol issues, press 2. For juvenile, press 3. For board finance, press 4. For county judges, press 5. For circuit judges, press 6. To repeat this menu, press 8. To return to the main menu, press 9. For restraining orders, press 6. For your call.
Yes, can you connect me to Bill Penzall, clerk of the court, Bay County, in Panama City, Florida?
Okay, so did you speak with him, or is there a certain...
Yeah, I'd like to speak to Bill Penzall. I really would.
Okay, hold on just a second. I'll change, please.
Yes, who am I speaking to, please?
This is Mary.
Okay, is Bill Penzall available to be spoken to?
He is actually on the phone with a call. Could I take a message?
Well, Sherry, I'd like to know something. Do you knowingly, I heard in the announcements there on the phone there, do you knowingly have somebody as a traffic hearing officer who is a former prosecutor? Would you allow that?
I can connect you to the traffic department.
No, no disrespect to you, but I find something awful fishy. When you got a former prosecutor who is a traffic hearing officer who's got prostitution on their mind? By the name of Shauna Gay?
Pardon me?
From what I understand, Shauna Gay used to be a prosecutor. Now, I would assume under checks and balances, that means that citizens have a right to put input put into checks and balances. Am I correct on that?
Okay, what was your name?
I'm a concerned citizen, and I find it awfully disgusting that you would have a former prosecutor who has prosecution on their mind. How can they possibly, especially since they've been for many, many years, have been on the side of the cops, okay? Now, I'm assuming that Bill Kinsall's office is...
So I can get all this information and call you back.
Wait a minute. Under 119 of the Florida statutes, I don't have to give you my name, okay? Are things different since Harold Basil's gone? Are things different since Harold Basil's gone? I thought things would be different since Bill Kinsall's got in there. Now, I would like to speak to Bill Kinsall there and find out why he has a former prosecutor that's supposed to be a hearing officer... That would even be a judge.
Okay.
Also, if you've got Joe Grammer care who's a judge. You used to be a prosecutor. How can they possibly give a fair and impartial ruling if they used to be former prosecutors?
When Mr. Kinsall gets off the phone, I need to tell him who he's talking to.
You're speaking to somebody who's of the public. I'm assuming that when he got votes, he didn't require names of people, did he?
Well, when people call his office, I always let him know who he's speaking to.
Well, tell him under 119 of the Florida statutes, okay?
So you're not wanting
to... Tell him under 119 of the Florida statutes. Have him look that up, okay?
Okay, are you wanting to hold?
How long will that be?
Well, he's on the telephone with a customer.
That could be forever, couldn't it?
No, I don't think so.
Now, Terry, what's your last name?
Hold on just a minute.
No disrespect to you. Okay, then you know the right people, I'm assuming, to contact and say there will not be no former prosecutors in any position that has to do with judging people, because automatically, either subconsciously, subliminally, they may automatically be signing towards the cops. Because for many, many years, you've got somebody named Matt Meredith, okay, he used to be at the public defender's office, now he's a prosecutor?
Uh-huh.
In other words, in his heart, he really wanted to prosecute, but he was playing that he was a public defender?
Right, now you have prosecutors that are now public defenders.
That's awfully interesting. In other words, in their heart, they never intended to protect anybody. Is that basically what it comes down to?
I guess that's
no disrespect to you, but I'm wondering, is this reasonable? Okay, I've got a ticket, okay? It's in Thanksgiving, and now it's, what, February 2nd or 3rd today? What today? Is this reasonable that a person should be held in limbo this long, or are the cops scared?
I don't know what's the status on your citation. What's going on with it?
I'm trying to figure that one myself. I figured that this maximum would be at least 30 days before. Is it normal for someone to have to wait months and months and months to be in limbo?
Prosecutor for 30 years, and the people elected him in the first
he's running it, so it's not a problem.
Let me ask you something. Let me ask you something, Bill. You ever heard of wild car stereos going up and down the road?
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Now, do you know under 6605, the Florida statute, did you know it is the duty of the prosecutor to prosecute under general nuisances?
Mm-hmm.
All right. Now, you took an oath to support and defend the Florida Constitution. Am I correct on that?
That's correct.
All right, now, under Article 2, Section 7 of the Florida Constitution, it says unnecessary noise will not be tolerated.
All right.
You took that oath under 876 of the Florida statutes, right?
Yes.
Am I correct on that?
Yes.
Who swore are you in?
Judge Overstreet swore me in.
Okay, Michael Overstreet swore you in. That means that you swore to defend the Florida Constitution. Now, how about if I told you that these loud car stereos all over the place are felonies under 403.161 of the Florida statutes? Okay?
Right.
They're felonies under 874, criminal gang signaling instrumentalities.
Right.
Okay? There are also 3015 of four statutes the cops can arrest them. Now, you tell me the reason why I questioned a Officer Price. I questioned an Officer Harrington. Now, if the original officer who made the stop in the first place, if his name is not on there, then isn't that not doing a switch around? And if somebody has not been the original officer there, and their name is down there, are they qualified to even put their name down? Are they? Your decisions, right? Am I correct on that?
officer's vaccination's been good.
Well, here's the thing I'm saying. Under moral principles, the hell with legal, because we already see how that's already screwed up the whole system, okay? Under morally, would you like to know that there was a former prosecutor who's going to lean towards the cops? Would you like that?
Well, I can tell you that I think both our criminal county judges are more than fair.
Oh, really? Knowing that they've prosecuted for years and years and years, I do not want, and I'm assuming that your word is your bond, and there will not be a Shawna Gay. There will not be no former prosecutor. Unless that former prosecutor is also looking for to prosecute and jail the cops on the number of felonies. All right, number one, 918 of the Florida statute is to alter, conceal, or destroy an official investigation. If Officer Harrington was not the original one, where there was a Hernandez who was the original one made to stop, that's a felony right there, right? Hello? That's right. It's a felony. You start the prosecution papers on them. You let them know that when I go to court, I'm going to be interrogating them. And I've also got a rabbit in my hat that they don't know about, because I want you to contact the Officer Harrington. I want you to have him write in writing everything that went on in that traffic citation, because I got a surprise for them. I got a surprise witness.
Well, I won't be contacting the officers tonight.
Now, wait a minute. Why is it? No, wait a minute. Your clerk of the court checks and balances? Okay? Now, we've already agreed to the fact, number one, if the officer was not the one who was there on the original, when the scenario took place in the beginning, which took about 15 minutes, how is he qualified to put his name down?
That's what I'm saying. I wasn't there either, so I can't.
That's right. You weren't there, but then he wasn't there.
Check back, you can call back, but I need to wrap this up. You know, I've got somebody else that's standing here waiting that I need to see also.
Well, Bill Kinsall, I would hope that since you knew Kevin Wood, right?
Yes, I do.
Okay. And in his heart, he wanted to do good for the people, right?
I would assume so.
Okay, in your heart, you want to do good for the people, right?
Absolutely.
Then you don't want no former prosecutors in any position of where they're judging people.
Well, that's, I think they can be fair and fairly.
You think? You think?
Right there.
Well, let me ask you something. What do you think about the fact that, number one, okay, my side is not written down anywhere when the Article 1, Section 16 of the Florida Constitution gives me a right to have my side preserved. Okay? So what I'm trying to figure out here is if you're clerk of the court, and I probably couldn't even fill your position. You know, I talk from my heart. I don't have your education, you know. How many years of college have you had?
Four plus zero.
That's right. And no disrespect to you, but it seems to me the people that are very, very educated in college, it seems to me that somehow or another, they lost their heart. They lost their compassion for the little man. Now, if this is going on 4 months now that I've been limbo on this court case, how long can it go on? Can it go on for 10 years? Is there a stopping limit?
Yeah.
What is the stopping limit?
Let me, you can call back if you like, but right now I need to go ahead. I need to see somebody that's waiting, been waiting here.
Do you have an extension number? Do you have an extension number? Yeah, but they didn't give me no extension number. A quick line to get to you. I was waiting on the line there for probably half an hour listening to that thing about checks and balances, the clerk of the court.
Right. Well, I know, and that's what I've got somebody else waiting. I need to get with that, okay?
And I want you to understand, do you do communicate with the Panama City Police Department, don't you?
Not with the individual officers, no.
Really? Then tell me, who do you communicate with in the Panama?
Well, when they come in and bring citations and things.
In other words, they can bring lies in, and you don't question the lies?
That's correct. That's what the state's attorney's office, juries and those are
for. In other words, what you're saying is it's a bunch of conniving lawyers that change
Here's the point.
What's more important?